The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, this is the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC pro wrestling and entertainment news and commentary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's show. I am your host, Justin, joined, as always, by Skeets the Wonder Dog, the John Oates to my Daryl Hall, Vince.
But I want to be Hall.
You got the facial hair, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not Mediterranean, though.
Oh, that's true. Hey, Mr. Shorts here. Welcome back.
Third wheel.
No, third wheel. He's the bass player.
To the show.
I did.
I don't matter.
He's the bass player that nobody knows about.
I'm not going to be here next week either.
Oh,
so.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. So
fucker.
We'll get into the show. TV news this week. CW is going ahead. They are going ahead with the Archie Riverdale TV pilot, which is kind of the live action teen drama for Archie. We've been talking about it off and on, but it finally got greenlit. Speaking of things that got greenlit, CBS has greenlit a Training Day pilot based on the movie. Will be directed by Antoine Fuqua, who did the movie.
Fuqua, you too.
Absolutely. Legends of Tomorrow. Is anybody else watching this besides me?
I watched the first episode.
Okay. Oh, I can't spoil anything for you then. But, all right.
I probably won't watch the rest of them.
You should probably. They're really good. I like it.
I didn't like the first one.
But Legends of Tomorrow on their Instagram have been trying to get fans to pick out some of the Easter eggs that are inside the Wave Rider. That's the ship, Rip Hunter's time machine ship.
Yeah.
So far, they have shown Jonah Hex's wanted poster, Ma Hunkel's Red Tornado, the original, not the red android, but when she was like, it's basically a cooking pot with eye holes cut out, which is real Silver Age.
I saw that.
They have shown Sandman's gas mask, not Neil Gaiman's, but Justice Society Sandman, and Hourman's hourglass. So they're putting a bunch of Easter eggs in, like on the shelves and stuff like that, to try and get people to pick them out. WGN America's new show Outsiders was their most viewed original series in network history. It scored 3.9 total million viewers on the first day, and I think that plus DVR was like 5.5 million. So it's a really good show. Think of it as Sons of Anarchy meets Hillbillies without the bikes. Yeah, they're mountain folk, and the coal people want to come kick them off the mountain, blow up the mountain, get the coal.
Oh, so those are my people.
Yeah. Twin Peaks. Naomi Watts and Tom Sizemore have joined the cast. I'm okay with that.
I'm all right with that.
Tom Sizemore's a little sketchy at times, personally, but he can act.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
When he's got his head on.
Sure.
And Naomi Watts is, well.
Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts, yeah. Annalee Ashford has joined the cast of Fox's Rocky Horror Picture Show. She'll play Columbia.
The redhead chick.
This is in the Time Warp, who's walking down the street just to having a think.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's been on Masters of Sex and a lot of stuff in Broadway, like Legally Blonde and Kinky Boots. They also announced, and I'm curious to see what you think about this, Vince, singer Christina Milian. You know who this is?
Timmy's shaking his head, yes.
She is set to play Magenta. And the fact this short just started giggling.
She's like, a colored.
Of course she is.
Yeah, so Magenta will now be played by a black singer.
Wait, who was... Okay, who was the redhead?
Speaking of, my wife was watching the live Grease on Fox. It did really good.
It
races. Wasn't bad, but it was kind of weird that there were...
There was a live Grease?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were... It was... It's kind of weird that the black people are, like, out of place.
Yeah. But I mean, it did really big numbers.
Because it's supposed to be 1959 or whatever.
And yeah, and like, separate but equal. Yeah. Happy Black History Month. Yeah. Speaking of politically incorrect, South Park Season 20 will reportedly air start September 21st. And the focus of this season will focus on Mr. Garrison versus Miss Jenner's 2016 presidential race. So, Trainee versus Gay for the presidency on South Park. So,
I'll take Mr. Garrison.
I'll take PC Principal.
Woo, woo!
Yeah.
You PC bro?
Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
As Vince perked up. The creator said they would love to work Sookie back into the show if Melissa McCarthy had time. McCarthy herself took to Twitter to tell her side of that story, and according to her, she will not be on the Netflix revival, which is four 90-minute episodes. Nothing to do with scheduling conflicts and more to do with the fact that no one asked her back. So, hey, everybody's back. Oh, except you. So,
there has to be a reason.
Yeah, there has to be something behind the scenes. Yeah.
Because maybe she's a bitch.
Well, that could be.
She's too busy taking over men's roles.
That's
she's
true.
Too busy eating men. Have you seen how fat she is?
She actually got skinnier.
Did she?
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's a. I don't care.
She's a fucking cunt.
All man. Right.
I want a Twinkie!
She's eating low fat men now.
Oh, is she?
Skinny guys.
So you're content. Safe.
Yeah. I'm good.
She moved on to athletes.
Although TNT has officially given up on the live action Titans, this is the Teen Titans deal. Jeff Johns came out and said there are still plans to revive the project. We have plans for Titans. It's a huge piece of DC, and we have plans. He didn't disclose them, but he says it's worth noting that CW originally passed on Supergirl, and it ended up on CBS. So just because a network has passed on a show does not mean it will not eventually be picked up. So CBS has greenlit a MacGyver reboot series.
Fuck yeah.
Not to be confused with the movie that was announced. They're doing a movie.
MacGruber?
Yeah. No, this is a series which will come from the original executive producer, Henry Winkler, and everybody. Features a 10 years younger Angus MacGyver. So they're going a little younger.
Little 70s.
He gets recruited into a clandestine organization from the original series. The series is expected to chronicle how MacGyver acquired some of his famous skill set. So we'll figure out how he figured out how to use a paper clip and a rubber band and a wad of gum to disarm a nuke.
Is there anything about who's going to play MacGyver?
No roles or nothing yet.
Is he going to have the mullet? That sweet, sweet mullet.
You have to. American Gods news. Because I'm really excited for the show. Brian Fuller revealed that one of the newer American God figures, Technical Boy, if you've read the book, there's two camps of gods. There's the old gods and then there's new gods. Well, Technical Boy's one of the newer ones. He will have a significant role in the first season. Technical Boy is a big part of the show. He has a huge arc in the first season. Technical Boy is the god of computers and the internet. And in the book, he's kind of dressed like Neo from the Matrix, so I'm sure that'll change, but and considering when the book was wrote to now has been a little bit of a time and the internet has went crazy to what it is now, yeah, I figure that'll be a big stretch. Eventually, first of all, they said it wasn't going to happen, and now it will. Supergirl and The Flash are doing a crossover. The Flash will end up in Nashville City in March.
I can't do it fast enough.
Exactly. crossover episode is set to air on March 28th. no further details were given, but there better be a race. Anytime you get anybody that has Super in their damn name and The Flash together in the comics, there's a race. So, I mean, with as cheesy as Supergirl gets sometimes...
Well, sure, she's going to win.
They never...
The girl wins.
Well, and I have a
even
theory,
though there's the fastest guy on the planet.
And I have a theory about Supergirl that we'll get into in our next question.
He has a lot of emotional problems.
Yes, he does.
And he'll he'll have some kind of problem, and the Speed Force won't work right.
He'll go, "Oh, look, a cute girl. Would you like to know my secret identity?"
Yep.
What the fuck? It happens every episode.
And then she'll be like, "Oh, by the way, I'm Supergirl."
Yeah.
And look, Calista Flockhart.
I don't watch either of them, so
yeah, I'm the one that does. Emmy-winning voice actor Joe Alasky died at 63. He was the voice of Bugs and Daffy and the Looney Tunes crew. He took over for Mel Blanc. That sucks. So there's a lot of death this week, and it all sucks.
Yeah.
Matt LeBlanc, you remember him as Joey from Friends?
He died too.
No. Oh. He is one of your new hosts.
He died a while back.
His career died.
No, after Joey, he did Episodes, which is really funny. That's a really good show.
Joey was a decent show.
Yeah, it just, the hype after Friends, you knew it was going to be. Yeah. But he will be one of your new hosts of BBC's Top Gear. Since they canned the original crew due to issues.
They announced another one, didn't they?
He's going to be on BBC?
Yeah, he's a real big car guy, and he's been on the show a couple times in years back, so he's going to be the new host, one of the new hosts. FX's Legion, this has to do with Professor X's son who's crazy and all that, has found its leading man in Dan Stevens from Downton Abbey. And they've also announced two more cast of this, Aubrey Plaza and Gene Smart. Plaza will play his friend Lenny, and Smart will play Melanie, a nurturing, demanding therapist with a sharp mind and unconventional methods. Those are pretty big names for a pilot, air quote, so you know it's going to series. Fox has announced they are launching a Saturday sketch comedy series called Party Over Here from the Lonely Island group. That's Andy Samberg and basically all the guys that did the SNL digital shorts.
Yeah.
I'm on a boat.
Yep. So they're getting a...
Motherfucker.
They're getting a, I believe it's half-hour sketch comedy show on Fox on Saturdays. Louis C.K. announced more Horace and Pete's episodes will be available at his website. If you haven't checked out that show, the first episode is out. Please check it out. It's really good. Just for you, Mr. Short, Orange is the New Black has been announced for 3 more seasons.
I saw that yesterday.
You watch that?
Yeah.
Which means they got turned down for parole.
Yeah, but Laura Prep on, though. She's still in it, right?
Yeah.
She was in it big in the second season, but the third season, she wasn't in very much.
Titties.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's the show.
Yep.
NBC's Cruel Intentions reboot, a series based on the movie, was greenlit to pilot, and they're trying to get Sarah Michelle Gellar to come back to play her role from the movie. So, yeah, okay.
She tried to fuck her brother in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the last thing, I wanted to end TV news on a good note.
Gross.
Medea Jesus.
Oh, God.
About how Trisha Yearwood is playing Mary Mother of God, or Mary Mother of Jesus. We now have our Pontius Pilate.
Oh, jeez.
The darkest man in the history of the world. Seal.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say Wesley Snipes.
Okay, that's 1A and 1B. That's him. Seal will be playing Pontius Pilate in the live musical.
I thought you were going to say...
Garth?
No, War Machine. What the fuck is his name?
Oh, Don Cheadle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be. But since it's musical, they went with Seal.
That hasn't been out yet?
Washing my hands. Yeah, no. Not yet. They're still casting.
I bet they were doing the, they're going to set the cross on fire and walk it through New Orleans, right? That one?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be out before Christmas.
I think it's going to come out around Christmas.
No, this next Christmas.
That could be.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Movie news.
Lordy.
During Lego's presentation at the Nuremberg Toy Fair.
I'll punch you in the fucking face.
Nothing says toys like Nuremberg. This past weekend, a photo was released underneath the Rogue One, Star Wars Rogue One little banner, and it happened to show Boba Fett's ship. This is another thing of the toy lines leaking out stuff from the movies.
Lego has been doing that a lot.
Yes, they have. So it looks like we're getting Boba Fett in Rogue One. I'm okay. So... Speaking of Star Wars, Gwendolyn Christie's Captain Phasma was said she will be returning for Episode 8. So eventually, I guess she found her way out of the trash compactor. I ain't gonna explain it to you. The American Lung Association has called out Leonardo DiCaprio for using a vape pen at the SAG Awards.
Oh, I saw that.
Saying that his use of it was deeply troubling and sets a bad example for the children. Yeah.
Huh?
He used a vape pen at the awards show.
Yeah, I know.
And the Lung Association said, oh, that's bad. Yeah, because of the kids.
Yeah, but the wine and drink and everything on the table.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's fine. Yeah.
That's cool.
A Texas appeals court ruled Friday that the Texas Film Commission acted within its authority when it decided after the release of Machete to deny its producers state incentive funds because of the movie's negative portrayal of Texas. Producers argued that they would not have filmed in Texas and spent about $8 million in production wages and other expenses had the commission not granted initial approval after reading the film's script. But in an opinion written by Justice Scott Field, the appeals court said the commission has the right to change its mind once it watches a completed project.
Good for them.
So.
Good. White people fucking them in the ass in the end.
Yeah, but Texas is bitching about something.
Yeah.
It shines negative light on the dirty fucking spics coming across the goddamn border.
Yep.
God damn it.
That they're not shooting enough of them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense now.
We had to spell it out, but there you go. RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan has confirmed there is an ODB biopic
in motion.
Because if anybody needed a biopic, it's the old dirty bastard. Elizabeth Banks has been cast as Rita Repulsa for the Power Rangers movie. I'm okay with that. She doesn't look like a weird little Asian lady, like from the TV show, so, I don't know, we'll go with it.
Yeah.
They're gonna off-sync the voice
to
the voice to the video?
Just for like a tenth of a second, just so it's barely noticeable. Yeah. Yeah, and then the mouth moves.
Where's Zed? Get Zed, too.
Yeah. The Rock, he announced that Colony creators Carlton Cruz and Ryan Condal have signed on to pen the movie for his Rampage. This is based off the video game. The adaptation of the 80s arcade game, quote, we have a shot to raise the bar and make something cool with this one, as the basic storyline is three mutated gigantic monsters, Silverback, Alligator, and Wolf, destroy major cities and landmarks across the U.S. this summer. This summer, I'll spend time at the San Diego Wildlife Preserve, as well as with anti-poaching units from Africa for my research. If you were a fan of the video game like I was, then you know how badass and fun this movie can be. I'll try not to screw it up. Shooting begins late this summer. That's from The Rock.
Do it, Rock.
After he gets done with Baywatch and Fast and Furious. And I honest to God, I don't think he sleeps. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, human growth hormone.
Yeah.
Hell of a drug.
New images were released from the Ghostbusters movie.
Ah, shut your face.
Fuck yeah.
There's, you had it. Yeah, that's nice.
That's Chris Hemsworth as your... I'm showing the pictures to the guys as your
He looks ridiculous with glasses on.
Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig.
Oh my God.
The black
God, move it.
And Kate McKinnon.
And she's supposed to be the new Egon?
I think so.
Well,
yikes.
I'd rather look at Chris Hemsworth all day long.
Yeah, me too. Sad.
So they've got him as the receptionist.
Yeah. And Lego spoiled that as well when they released the pictures from the new toys. Apparently he gets possessed. La 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 la, yeah. Alright. Vin Diesel released images on Instagram confirming Fast and Furious 8 will come out April 14th, 2017. Fast and Furious 9, April 19th, 2019. And Fast and Furious 10 to finish it out April 2nd, 2021. Sweet Jesus.
I really hope Ghostbusters... Sorry, yeah. I didn't hear anything you just said. I'm still just railing against that fucking movie.
I know.
God damn it.
We're going to protest it.
Yeah. Bryan Singer announced that he is officially... Fox has greenlit. He's making 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Since he's apparently done with X-Men. He's been wanting to make this movie for, God, the last 10 years. So Fox finally gave him the approval. And a last thing for movie news, Michael Pitt played a gangster on Boardwalk Empire, has nabbed the villain role of the Laughing Man for Ghost in the Shell.
Mm.
So, there's that. Comic book news this week. There's actually a lot. Marvel CEO Ike Perlmutter. I said the name right. Has come under a lot of crap. With people like Salon.com, you know, those...
I love Salon.com.
Yeah, people said that pedophiles are okay. They are calling for a boycott on everything Marvel, with some also calling for his resignation. Basically, you remember when they had the last... Not the one last night, but the presidential debate that Trump didn't go to?
Yeah.
Okay, Trump held a fundraiser for a veterans group during that time. Well, the Marvel CEO gave $1 million to the veterans group at Trump's fundraiser. And so all these people are going, oh, you're evil, and we got to get rid of you, and we're boycotting Marvel. And
but wait, he gave money to veterans?
Yes, at a Trump fundraiser. But since Trump, it has to be bad. So Salon is calling for a boycott. So
I don't understand. That makes my head hurt.
That's because there's nothing to understand. The next story pissed me off.
Oh, not like that one.
That is pretty shitty.
Yeah, that is pretty shitty. Frank Thierry announced that his Marvel series Black Knight has been canceled. Which, goddammit, that was one of the ones I read. March's Black Knight number 5 will be the finale and marks the first all-new, all-different, ongoing series to be cut short. Quote, it sucks and there's a lot I could say about it. But in the end, the bottom line is the market is what it is these days, and the sales just weren't there. It was an honor and a privilege to bring Dane's Adventures in Weird World to you. As we're not quite done yet, we'll be wrapping up our storyline, which can actually act as a limited series in the way it was structured. So, they didn't even give him half a year. You got 5 issues. So
they'll put it in a trade.
I hope. I've really liked it so far. A lot of stuff about this DC Comics rebirth. Before every new number one, you're going to get what they're calling a rebirth issue, which I think is a catch-you-up story. So, like, in February, we're getting Batman 49, March is Batman 50, April's 51, May's 52, and then the first half of June will be Batman Rebirth. And the second half of June, because that's when it goes bi-monthly, that's when you're going to get Batman number one. And then in July, you're going to get Batman 2 and 3 and so on every 2 weeks. All the books being relaunched as are going to get the rebirth issue. Those that are bi-weekly...
Excuse me.
I feel the same way.
We'll get a first issue in the same month as the rebirth issue, like with Batman.
My drugs are done.
Tom King, writer of Grayson, Omega Men, Futurama, The Vision, a bunch of stuff, looks like he's going to take over Batman. The flagship Batman, since Snyder's moving to Detective Comics. So, Peter Tomasi, it looks like he's going to be writing the new Superman bi-weekly. His works include Batman and Robin, Brightest Day, Emerald Core, and he also did Batman Arkham Knight. So, he's going to be your new Superman writer. It looks like the following titles will be canceled before Rebirth. The rumor is Batman Superman, Superman Wonder Woman, Grayson, Starfire, Black Canary, Midnighter, and Dr. Fate are all going to be canned before Rebirth. They have also claimed that some of the heroes are going to move on to other books, like Starfire is going to leave her solo book and go to Titans, Black Canary will go back to Birds of Prey, Grayson will go to Nightwing, so on and so forth.
I heard good stuff about the Grayson book.
It's been really good, and it did tie into Robin War and all that.
Yeah.
So. With the end of Batman Superman and Superman Wonder Woman, it looks like you're going to get a new book called Trinity that will have all three of them in the same book.
Like the movie.
Yes. A number of new books that look like they're going to launch during Rebirth are The Superman, which I don't think has anything to do with Superman. I think it's a whole different thing. Man of Steel, which I think is going to be a Superman book, obviously. New Green Lantern, and Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps. So...
Didn't they just cancel a Green Lantern Corps?
Well, they canceled one and then moved it. They basically just changed the name.
Oh.
It was really dumb. If you have the smaller kids, I would say this is probably 8 to 12 year old range. DC has announced Secret Hall Society Study Hall of Justice. They are co-publishing this with Scholastic. It finds a young Bruce Wayne enrolled at Ducard Academy, a school with a muscle-bound bully named Bane, a Joker gang, and Hugo Strange is on the staff. Among other problems, Bruce joins forces with fellow students Clark and Diana to investigate the school's sinister secrets. This is from the people that also did Little Gotham. So that's kind of their age range. And
yeah.
So if you have the younger kids, that might be a book you want to look to pick up to, you know, help teach them to read and yeah. get them into comics. Both the debut issues for Poison Ivy's Cycle of Life and Death and Faith. Remember we talked about Faith? That's kind of the big girl superhero from Valiant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sold out. Completely both issues have sold out. That's the second time Faith has sold out. They're on to a third publishing. So Poison Ivy's going to a second publishing and Faith's going to a third. So that's really good. People are really getting into those. Last thing for comic book news this week, Marvel is launching a new Daredevil Punisher series in May, coinciding with the characters in the Netflix series. Excuse me. This comic book series is scheduled to debut May 4th. So
that's my birthday.
Yep. Happy birthday. You get a Punisher book.
Fuck yeah.
Wrestling news. Current TNA Tag Team Champion Davey Richards of the Wolves suffered a knee injury at the Impact tapings in Birmingham, England. TNA announced that an MRI was scheduled, but the initial diagnosis was a meniscus issue. This next one just fucking sucks. Bret Hart announced on Facebook that he is fighting prostate cancer.
I saw that on Facebook.
And is undergoing treatment. Hopefully, they caught it early enough, but who knows? Lucha Underground announced they have already been renewed for a third season, which is a TV show with wrestling, not a wrestling show. And it is fantastic. And actually, second episode, Rey Mysterio debuts at the very end.
Is that the one Vince is going to watch?
It better be.
I haven't watched it yet.
God damn it, I sent you YouTube.
I know!
Shh! WWE Hall of Famer Robert Windham, also known as Blackjack Mulligan, announced on Facebook that he had been hospitalized in Florida. Mulligan suffered a heart attack last year and has been in ill health for years, which he has attributed to suffering from the ill effects of the bends following from a diving incident. This is why Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt were not at Raw on Monday, because them and their dad, who was an IRS, all went to go to the hospital where the granddad was. So. Ty Dillinger was injured at the NXT live event in Detroit on Saturday night. This was last Saturday. Dillinger appeared to land awkwardly after a suplex counter during his match with Sami Zayn. It is believed that he is suffering from a badly strained knee, but no word on how long he'll be out. Sonny, whose porno came out this week, has challenged China to a sex match. Gave her the option of either a one-on-one sex match, or they could bring in a man and see who taps out first. Get money however you can get money.
That's, the fuck is a sex match?
They just shoot a porno. That's all it means. I'll have to show you pictures.
Sweet.
I pick Sonny.
Oh,
really? China's...
The movie's not good. She wears her WWE Hall of Fame ring in the movie.
Well, China.
Does she lose it?
No.
I wonder how much money WWE made off that porn.
None. They had nothing to...
Really? Even with the ring?
As a publicly traded company now? Or you know it's the Hall of Fame.
Maybe.
They don't say it's the Hall of Fame.
Indirectly, they probably...
And they say...
They would have had to pay some...
They say this has no affiliation with WWE.
Right, but I'm sure they're paying some sort of royalty for her to...
No, it's her ring. They gave it to her. She got it when she got in the Hall of Fame, so... moving on. Crime Time announced that if WWE wants them, that they would love to come back to the company. Sad news. God, this next one sucked. This was the same day that, like, three people died, famously. Axel Rotten, most notably known from ECW, was found dead in his car in a McDonald's parking lot near a hotel he was staying at in Baltimore. He was 44. No words on cause of death yet, but the rumor is OD, or heart attack from an OD. So, that sucks. Bull Dempsey, Sylvester LaForte, and Marcus Louis were all released from NXT. Awesome Kong has been fired from TNA for the grabbing Matt Hardy's wife by the throat incident. Kathy Kelly is expected to sign with WWE shortly. She has worked as a host and announcer. She worked for AfterBuzz TV online. That's Maria Menounos' online TV thing. And has interviewed several wrestlers while working for Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Rumor is she will go to NXT and be one of your new announcers. Last thing for wrestling news this week, Baylor University
in Waco, Texas,
has filed a lawsuit to block WWE's trademark of Balor Club, saying that the names are too similar and they're going to lose this lawsuit easily. Video game news. I'm looking at you.
Red Dead Redemption comes to Xbox One.
Yay! It's only taken 20 years.
Only. And it might come to PC if that's the case. If you ever get to play it, it's fucking great.
Yep.
GTA on horses.
On horses, yep.
It's fantastic. Titanfall 2 will have single-player campaign, finally. It's not going to be all
co-op.
Multiplayer co-op bullshit. Pirating group to stop cracking some games to evaluate impact on sales. So, good luck trying to get your video games, you fuckers.
Pretty much.
You know how it is. New World War II Xbox One PS4 PC game Awesome Stretch Goals teased. So, I think it might be the new Call of Duty or whatever. So, hey, if you get a PlayStation 4 with Black Ops 3, Star Wars Battlefront, and Uncharted for $370.
Really?
Yep.
Damn.
Three games in a console. Woo!
Well, Battlefront's only half a game. Actually, the whole game's there. They're just making you pay twice for it.
Well.
EA.
Yeah. So, that's all I got.
Wow. I have more videos.
Oh, Dave Mira died.
I'm going to get there. I have it.
Okay, well, he was...
Yeah.
Okay.
Pro skier Christy Lyskin took to Twitter to say that she is opposed to a gamer getting an X Games medal. You do see this. Using the hashtag CouchGames and Athletes Only. The X Games in Austin, Major League Gaming held an invitational tournament for Call of Duty Ghosts, where players played for an X Games medal. Optic Gaming walked away with the first X Games gold medal awarded to a video game team. This skier said, "That's not right. They should not be getting X Games medals.
It's not the Olympics."
Well, I remember when X Games first started and actual, you know, like Olympic athletes were going, "What the fuck are you getting a gold medal for this stuff?"
So, I know. Yeah. And now they're getting to the point. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
It started on MTV, didn't it?
ESPN2.
Oh.
Yep. Back when it was the Deuce. Goddamn, I'm old.
I'm telling you, it's going to video games.
Yep, it is. Lego Star Wars Episode 7 is in development, obviously, and a leak from Amazon Italy reveals that the game is listed for several platforms, Wii U, 3DS, tentative May 31st release date. Amazon's listing indicates that the game will take players through the story of The Force Awakens, and it also have stuff that bridges the gap from Return of the Jedi to Force Awakens. We're in a Lego game, so...
Those Lego games are good.
Those are one of the few I play, yeah. Action was filed on Monday, this would have been last week, in a New York federal court by Solid Oak Sketches, which claims to own copyright to several tattoo designs featured on the bodies of NBA stars LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Kenyon Martin, DeAndre Jordan, and Eric Bledsoe. Solid Oak is suing Take-Two Interactive Software and other companies associated with NBA 2K16 for unauthorized reproductions of those tattoo designs. They're asking for $575,000.
Wow.
Because they didn't get copyright protection. That's
the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I know, but there's no legal...
Well, they don't...
For the video game world in this, there's no... This is going to be a... I'm looking for words here and doing the Italian hand gestures.
I don't know.
They don't get royalties when Kobe's on TV.
No, but I think since they made... I don't know how they're going to do this, but... I don't think it'll work.
Find me the most shyster lawyer you can. I'm going to sue him.
Quick, somebody get me Paul Heyman. A change.org petition nearly has 40,000 signatures, and it is calling for Always Sunny in Philadelphia actor Danny DeVito to be cast as the English voice of Pikachu for the upcoming 3DS game Detective Pikachu. You don't know how bad I want to...
That's fantastic.
I want Frank from It's Always Sunny looking for clues as Pikachu. Last thing I have for video games this week, there's a new iOS game. I believe it's out for Android too. Avengers Academy. This is from the same people that did Family Guy, Quest for Stuff, where you're building your city and town. Puts heroes in college. It's kind of Sims meets The Simpsons Tapped Out thing. But here, the voice cast is what I'm really interested in. I just downloaded it yesterday. I haven't started it yet. Well, actually, it might not even be on the iPad anymore after this morning. Your voice cast. Black Widow is voiced by Alison Brie. Iron Man by Dave Franco. Falcon by rapper ASAP. Black guy. The Wasp is Alexandria Daddario. Spider-Woman is Kinnera Shipka. Miss Marvel, I can't pronounce that name because it's really Indian. Parikina Chopra.
Yeah, she's
and Tigra is voiced by Bella Thorne. Colton Hayes does the voice of Thor. He plays Roy or Red Arrow on Arrow. But the one that got me, the voice of the Hulk. Dun, 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 John Cena. Yep.
The Hulk's invisible.
You can't see him, but you can hear him. So, John Cena is the voice of the Hulk.
What's the game called?
Avengers Academy.
It's not Lou Ferrigno?
No, that's what surprised me.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard.
Lou does movies and TV, I think. I don't think he's done the games. Sports news.
He was the voice of Billy on Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Who?
Lou Ferrigno.
Oh.
Yeah. Sports news. Cycling officials on Saturday detained a bicycle ridden through the Cyclocross World Championships in Belgium to investigate technological fraud. And on Sunday confirmed that the bike had a concealed motor in the frame. The International Cycling Union said the bike belonged to 19-year-old Belgian Femke van der Dijssen.
Oh, Swedish chef.
It is the first official case of mechanical doping, or bike doping, at cycling's highest level. People from other teams are calling for a lifetime suspension of the rider.
That's genius. Yeah. Have you seen those bicycles?
Yeah.
They're all made out of carbon fiber and shit, and they're really skinny.
It was inside the bike frame, so it was like the size of like a D battery, maybe.
Yeah, but what did that do for her, though?
Apparently, she could like kick it on a little bit during the harder parts, and I don't know, but yeah, they're calling for a lifetime suspension. Man, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's the NASCAR thing.
Goddamn right.
She must play for the Patriots.
She must. Oddly enough, she'll be the kicker next year for the New England.
What's the channel? What's the channel for the Good Morning Show on Sunday? CBS.
Yes.
They showed something about the Patriots. Even though they lost, they're still diehard Patriots fans.
Oh, yeah.
Today, I'm like, why would you fucking show Patriots shit?
Because that show's shot in New England. speaking of the NFL, Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson apparently told his head coach Jim Caldwell that 2015 was his final season. So he's looking to retire.
Johnson?
Yep. Also known as Megatron.
Johnson?
Black guy?
Doctor? Yes.
What would you call him Megatron for?
That's his nickname.
Oh.
Colin Kaepernick apparently wants to leave the San Francisco 49ers.
I don't watch the football.
And join the New York Jets. I know we have a lot of Jets fans that listen to the show.
There's apparently some foosball on tonight.
Yeah.
I know.
In between the commercials. NHL All-Star Game MVP John Scott.
They had a show for the commercials.
Yeah, I saw that last night.
They're showing the commercials on YouTube already.
Yeah. Scott has been approached about the possibility of a movie based on his career, in addition to a slew of new endorsement opportunities. This is the guy that the fans voted into the All-Star Game. He was an enforcer. And NHL was like, man, this was rigged. We don't want you in the All-Star Game. But they let him in anyway. And he ended up scoring, and he was MVP, and was carried off the ice. And great deal. Disney, make this movie.
Do it.
Oh, the NFL. NFL will expand their Thursday night football in 2016 and 17, continuing its partnership with CBS while also adding NBC as a partner. Both CBS and NBC will broadcast 5 Thursday night games, growing the package to 10 on your broadcast. All Thursday night football games will continue to be simulcast on the NFL Network. So they're adding 5 to NBC as well as keeping CBS. Two-time Super Bowl champion Justin Tuck announced his retirement from the NFL on Monday. He played 9 years with the Giants and last two with the Raiders. Benson Henderson has moved from UFC to Bellator and probably will get a title shot immediately. This next one's going to make you giggle, Vince. Sacramento's Kings center DeMarcus Cousins and other players voiced concerns about the team's promotional giveaway at the arena last Monday night. Year of the Monkey t-shirts to celebrate the Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
But that also marked the very first day of Black History Month. So, Year of the Monkey.
Yeah. Tell them to shove it up their ass.
Well, the Kings president told the Sacramento Bee that we all need a lesson in sensitivity. In an effort to celebrate Chinese New Year, we had some concerns about the t-shirt giveaway, so we pulled them all before the doors opened. Certainly, we don't want to offend anybody, and we acted as soon as we heard the concern. So
don't make the Negroes mad.
But make the Chinks mad. Yeah.
Right. That's, wow. All right.
Johnny
Inclusive.
Johnny Manziel's time with the Browns will apparently come to an end in March. According to a league source, they're going to just cut him due to his continued alcohol issues. And now there's a domestic battery investigation that has started with police in Texas saying he beat his girlfriend.
Why not?
So look for him next year to be a member of the Dallas Cowboys. The NHL. Remember we talked about the NHL player that attacked the ref?
Yes.
That checked him? He has been suspended 20 games for cross-checking linesman Don Henderson.
God damn.
The NHL has since confirmed the report, saying that Weidman has been suspended without pay. Violated this rule. He'll be docked $564,516 in salary, which will go to Players Emergency Assistance Fund. Damn. Anytime a player in the NHL gets suspended, it goes to a fund to help other players. So, actually, he got off light, because from the video I saw, he should probably be in jail. NFL fucking up again, and just, you know.
The monkey ball.
Roger Goodell announced on Thursday that the NFL will institute a Rooney Rule that would require teams to interview women for executive positions. The Rooney Rule states that if you have a head coaching job open, you have to, even if you know you're not going to give it to them, you have to at least, air quote, interview a minority candidate. So now they're doing the same thing for women for executive positions. So
even though they don't have any of the skill set required.
I don't know. If you're talking like an executive level, like a business person, I can see maybe. But if it's like a head coach thing, I don't ever really see a woman being a head coach, but that's not what this is for.
But you have to...
Even if you know you're not going to give the person the job, you still have to say and interview them.
It's a crock of shit. Yes. We're going to interview this person that we know we're not going to even hire because they don't have the requirements.
Yes.
But we have to do it or she can sue us.
Oh, no. The NFL will fine you. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What a wonderful world we live in.
As Vince already said, BMX bike superstar Dave Mira, who's also a host of Real World Road Rules Challenge, died of a suicide. A 41-year-old was found dead in his truck in North Carolina on Thursday night with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to police.
Damn.
Yeah. God damn. Get some help. If you're that far and looking at that, fucking reach out and get some help, folks. The NFL announced last night at the awards banquet your new Hall of Fame class. Brett Favre, Kevin Green, Tony Dungy, Marvin Harrison, Orlando Pace, Ken Stabler, Dick Stanfill, and Eddie DeBartolo Jr. are all going in the Hall of Fame next year.
Speaking of Stabler, no. I watched the X-Files. Has nothing to do with Stabler. That's a good show.
I thought you were going to go Law & Order.
That's it reminded me of the X-Files for some reason.
Well, when he said Stabler, I said, Stabler? Remember Stabler?
Stabler? X-Files is good, by the way.
Last thing for sports, and this broke...
I don't remind me of the X-Files.
This last thing for sports broke about 2 hours ago. Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch has told people close to him he's going to retire. So
I heard Manning's going to retire after today's
game. That's the rumor, is that especially if he wins, he'll go out. But
I hope somebody comes around and just knocks him right on his ass.
Oh, I imagine he'll get knocked
out. Hit him in the head.
Yeah.
Not like he can miss. Jesus Christ, he has a gigantic head.
They hit him in the head and then they just crumble like a cartoon.
Fucking hobbling.
Kind of like in Tom and Jerry when like the mouse would hit the cat and he would just like shatter in the glass.
What if somebody kills him?
Oh, nah, shit.
I don't want to go that far. He's got a damn
way to make it dark, bud. What?
Brady. Go for Brady.
Manning, he's not in it.
Manning pays money for the children's
hospital. Listen, man. Billions of dollars go into this. I want death. And
Tom Brady's dick glows
bunker.
In the dark.
It does?
And it also goes into Giselle Bundchen.
Well, that's why it glows in the dark.
Well, that could be. Music news.
Speaking of death.
Oh, God.
Maurice White.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire died at 74.
It wasn't in September.
No, nah, that was the tweet that sent me.
Nice.
That was your song of the week this week.
I don't know how to pronounce the first name. Signe Anderson?
Yes.
Of Jefferson Airplane died.
The original singer.
Yeah. And then, well, I guess you reported on last week, Paul Kattner of Jefferson Airplane died.
Yep.
And then... there was another one.
The hippies are dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was another one, but
I'm kind of glad to see him go.
Well,
the hippies.
Oh. Well, hippies, yeah. But.
Dan Hicks.
Yeah.
Singer and band leader, but yeah, it doesn't
say
what name.
He's a country bluegrass. That's kind of where they tried to corral him, but he kind of did his own thing, and he was a different kind of cat. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know.
Rockabilly?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, he went into a lot of different stuff, but
yeah. It's crazy what's going on. All right, you can audition to be the new singer of STP on their website.
I had that story too. Yep,
they're not trying to replace.
You know who'd be perfect for that? Scott Stapp, because they sound exactly the same.
He's coming out of his downward spiral, apparently.
Yeah.
And he was talking to Billy Corgan over the radio, I guess.
Stop.
Billy Corgan was on a radio show, and Scott Stapp called in to talk to him. I don't know. Yeah.
With arms wide open.
That would be the worst tour ever. Greeting pumpkins.
Why would SCP?
We're
going to
rename this Stapp Temple Pilots.
Oh. All right, that's fantastic.
Just redo with STP. Just go. Just get rid of STP.
Stapp Temple. He's writing it down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wes Scantlin. Remember that guy?
He's the new guy in the bar.
He stopped a show accusing an audience member of stealing his house.
This is the same house he was arrested for.
I don't know why he's still performing. He got arrested like 20 times last year.
Who was he with?
Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud.
Oh, that's right. The lead singer, right?
Yeah.
He's already been arrested twice and bailed, out on bond twice this year.
Yep.
And now, well, he didn't get arrested for this, but he stopped a show and said, "This motherfucker right here stole my house."
Yeah. This is the same house that we had a couple weeks ago that he and a couple buddies were trashing and got arrested for.
I bashing the windows out with a hatchet.
Yeah.
Not a big Puddle of Mud fan.
No.
She fucking hates me.
Yeah, she does. There's not many of them that don't, buddy.
It's my song.
Awful fucking goddamn it. Go ahead.
Former Marilyn Manson keyboardist Stephen Beer posted on Facebook encouraging Marilyn Manson to commit suicide to prove his integrity.
Yeah.
Do it.
Come on now.
Yeah, it was.
There's got to be a lot more to that backstory.
There was a lot more he said on there, but a lot of it was really fucking dark.
Yeah.
Because he said he wanted to dance on his grave. And
what was his stage name?
Bob.
Ginger or something.
I can't remember. It was Madonna Wayne Gacy.
Okay, yeah. It was Madonna Wayne Gacy.
And then awesome. My last story, Kurt Russell smashed a...
You have this story.
Smashed a 150-year-old Martin guitar on loan from the Martin Museum on the set of Hateful Eight. Apparently, they loaned him this guitar.
Yes.
It's an acoustic, like a classical guitar.
Yeah.
150 years old, and it's a Martin. Who knows how much it's worth? It never said in any of the stories I read. And he smashed it on the set. And apparently they had a bunch of replicas that they were supposed to use on the set.
I also had that story, but what I had of it is they were, as he was getting ready to do it, they were supposed to cut, switch it out to the prop, action, then he smashes it. nobody told Kurt Russell this. So he just grabbed it and then it's like, you know, smash guitar. Grabbed it, smashed living piss out of it.
Way to go, Quentin Tarantino.
Do you have what Martin responded to?
I read it. I didn't read the whole thing.
This is from the Martin Museum.
Oh, my God.
We were informed that it was an accident on set. We assumed that a scaffolding or something had fell on it. We understand that things happen, but at the same time, we can't take this lightly. All this about the guitar being smashed being written in the script that somebody just didn't tell the actor, this is all new information to us. We didn't know anything about the script or Kurt Russell not being told it was a priceless, irreplaceable artifact from the Martin Museum. As a result of the incident, the company will no longer loan guitars to movies under any circumstances.
I'm sure. That's ridiculous.
Why would you do that?
Why would they even loan it to him if they had replicas?
And apparently Tarantino was over in the corner, just had a smirk on his face from one of the reports I read, that he got the shot he wanted, but at the cost of this priceless guitar. So, yeah, you're a fucking douche nozzle.
Wow.
Yeah, you got anything else?
Wow.
That's all I got.
Last thing I have is Lady Gaga will sing the national anthem tonight.
Oh, shit.
And die on stage. I will watch the Super Bowl.
She'll get her dick out.
Hopefully.
80-20 on short, 60-40 on Vince. Whips it out and goes, hee-hee, and dies. Place your prop bets, ladies and gentlemen. Your song of the week this week, yeah, we're going with Earth, Wind, and Fire. September. Have to.
Please remember.
Here you go.
Bye. Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
From the current to the way back, join the Impact player Mr. Phil Rea and Dave Mega Powers as we host the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast live every Friday evening at 9 p.m. on RantEMRadio.com. You can find all of our episodes on TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Audio Boom, Stitcher, iTunes, and on the TuneIn app. Just search Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Four hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And we're back.
I need an adult.
What do you want to do first? Casting? Casting sounds good this week.
Okay.
What do you want to do first? Crickets.
I guess that's with many things. I just choose. This week we're doing comic book buddies. These are pairs of usually Marvel or DC will team up characters together, and some of them are quite regular. Our character list: Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Blue Beetle, this is the Ted Kord version, Booster Gold, Nightwing, Arsenal, Shazam, Cyborg, Huntress, and Black Canary.
Shazam!
Start us off with your Harley Quinn, Mr. Short.
I just went with Margot Robbie.
I can't deny that. She looks amazing.
That's what I went with, too.
Did you? Yeah. I went with Kyler Lee. Plays the sister on Supergirl and... and Marilyn Manson's Tainted Love video. Just that. Poison Ivy. So who's her buddy?
Deborah Ann Wool.
Son of a bitch. Same here. Vince?
What's her name?
That doesn't narrow it down.
Tom Cruise's old lady. Nicole Kidman.
That's, yeah, not bad.
I like it.
Ted Kord, Blue Beetle.
Jake Johnson.
I know the name. From New Girl. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good pick. I like that. Vince?
Taylor Lautner.
That's not bad.
He's a genius.
He was really good in that movie, too. He pulled it off.
I went with James Rhodey from Psych.
Excuse me?
Not the black guy, the white guy from Psych.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah. So who's his buddy? Booster Gold.
Eric Christian Olsen.
God damn it, I got him for Nightwing. I hate you.
From NCIS LA. I like that pick. Who you got for Booster Gold there, Vince?
Booster Gold, I had Neil Patrick Harris.
Yep, I was gonna pick him.
Yeah, I went with Sean William Scott. Nightwing, we already know Vince's is Eric Olsen.
Yeah.
I got Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, I went with Darren Criss. So, I know if I click on the IMDb if you're playing along at home.
From Glee.
From Glee?
I guess he was.
Jesus Christ,
I did not know that one when I picked
it. Okay.
That one I did not know, but he actually looks like Nightwing. So.
He does.
Okay, so his buddy is Arsenal, also known as Red Arrow.
I just picked Colton Hayes.
Yeah.
Haynes.
That's who I had.
I went with...
Dickhead. You get Alfie the same one.
Allen.
Sorry. Yeah.
From John Wick.
Ooh, he's pretty.
Oh my god, he's not pretty.
A weird looking ginger.
Oh, that's why he's so pretty.
That is a weird looking dude.
That is a weird looking dude. Game of Thrones and John Wick. That takes us to Shazam.
I was going to pick Shaquille O'Neal.
That's Kazam.
But I went with Armie Hammer.
Yeah. God, I almost had him too.
Shaquille O'Neal.
How dare you take pulls from that court? Well, I went with Taylor Lautner. All right, geez. His buddy is Cyborg.
I'm going to Justin up this name. Cinqua Walls.
Spell for the IMDb?
Cinqua.
Shark Knight 3D. And Power. Apparently he's on the show Power. And Once Upon a Time, he plays Lancelot. Okay.
I had Glover. Donald Glover.
Him and Shaq get along. I could see that.
Yep.
I went with John Boyega. Finn from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
So, Huntress.
Alexander Daddario.
You fucker.
Is that yours, too?
Yes!
Damn.
I think me and him went to the same website.
I think so.
She looks so good, though.
I went with Missy Peregrine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rookie Blue. And was she also in Stick It? Yeah,
Reaper.
She's in Stick It. Reaper. And Reaper, yeah.
Good lord.
God, Jesus.
Okay, and that takes us to Black Canary.
Marcia Monroe.
Okay, hold on, I gotta pull up.
M-I-R-C-E-A. That one.
The Change Up. Okay, I can see her as Black Canary. That's good. Vince?
Peyton List. I went young. I didn't...
I don't hate it. I went with Yvonne Strahovski.
Oh, yeah.
That looks good, too.
Yeah. And her and Missy Peregrine buddy-copping around?
Yeah.
Kind of know where my head was at with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that was our fan casting this week. Our top 10 list for this week are just movie recommendations. These are movies that we think you should see, especially if you haven't seen them already, obviously.
This was damn near impossible for me.
To narrow down?
It was, yeah. And it's not in any order, either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We have them numbered 1 to 10, but mine are out of order, too, as well. So, but, I mean, there are some classics that, obviously, you know, if you haven't seen Godfather, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
If you haven't seen, you know, certain movies.
I don't like Godfather, though.
Well, you've seen it.
Yeah.
All right.
I just don't like Italian fucking WAP killer movies. Sorry. Everyone in New
Jersey.
Yeah,
he loves Boondock Saints.
I love Boondock Saints.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're Catholic.
Yeah.
So are Italians.
I know, but they were...
Those are two Funkos I'm looking for.
Oh.
Or the brothers.
Oh.
Yeah. I know they're out there. I just gotta find them.
They prayed before they killed people, though.
That's true.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so just start us off. What's your number, I guess, 10?
Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Yes! Have you seen that movie?
What?
Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Oh my god! That movie, it's hilarious.
It's fucking hilarious.
And the chick is off the wall.
God damn it!
Oh my god, it's good.
Guys.
Yeah, here it is. Logan Miller, I believe, is the girl. As I get rid of.
Oh my god, the part where that guy falls out the window for trying to jump on the trampoline.
Yeah, no, Sarah Dumont's the girl, and just.
Yes. Oh, so it's pretty good then.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I laughed my ass off on that part.
That is good. Vince?
gay niggers from outer space.
Yes.
It's a legit movie, folks.
Watch that movie.
Yeah.
It will change your life.
I figured that was going to be on your list, actually.
Of course it is. Come on.
My number 10, Hobo with a Shotgun. Rutger Hauer is a hobo with a shotgun. It kind of narrows it down to...
What a sad ending.
Yes, it was.
It was.
It's Rutger Hauer in a movie. How do you think it's going to end?
He didn't die in Blind Fury.
Well, that's true.
And he was blind.
He was blind. All right, what's your next one there?
I'm going to go with Rampage. I had another one written down, but I'm going to change it to Rampage.
Okay. I know that. Which one?
The second one right there.
Okay, that's the 2009 with, we'll tell you in a second, Brandon Fletcher and Michael Paré. Michael Perez in it. Of course I'm going to watch it.
Have you seen it?
A man with a thirst... No, I haven't. I need to watch this. A man with a thirst for revenge builds a full body armor from Kevlar and goes on a killing spree.
It's pretty fucked up.
That sounds really good, so I'm going to have to check that one out myself. Vince?
Akira.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Akira, just watch it. The original. Not any of the updates or anything like that. But yeah. Akira!
Yeah!
Kaneda! Yeah. My number 10, I have a tie for this one. I couldn't figure out to either go with Kung Fury or Turbo Kid.
I thought about putting Turbo Kid. I just watched it, last week.
It is fantastic. It's gory as hell.
Oh, yeah.
But it's awesome.
Is that on Netflix?
Yes, it is.
Turbo Kid is...
It's one of the new ones in February.
Yeah.
I gotta see that.
Yeah. Really, really good. I love Turbo Kid. All right, number 8.
Falling Down.
Fucker, it's higher on my list.
That's such a good movie.
I love that movie. He just wants to go home. He just wants to go home to his wife and kids, maybe get a Coke on the way. That's
all he wants.
That's all he wants.
Yeah.
Then the world doesn't agree, so he says, he snaps.
Yeah.
I love, might be my favorite Michael Douglas role.
Oh, yeah.
Honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love Falling Down. All right, Vince.
Night of the Living Dead, the original.
The black and white.
Yes.
Yeah. That was Romero, correct? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. My number 8, this is an Australian zombie movie. It's called Wormwood.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Gallagher, Bianca Bradley. Really good.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, yes it is. Yeah, Wormwood, W-Y-R-M, Wood. Really good if you like the horror zombie. I liked it. I know Dan, I had seen it, and Dan told me about it like the next day, so he had seen it. So,
it's pretty good.
It's really Netflix. Good.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Vince, or no, that was me. Timmy?
Zombievers.
I love Zombievers, and I can't wait for the sequel, Zombies.
Not the bees!
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to get Nicolas Cage. Vince?
Laura. Vincent Price.
Yes.
Yeah, from the 40s.
From the 40s.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Check that it out.
I don't think it's a Netflix, but you can find it online for sure. My number 7, I guess the next one. Choke. This is written by Chuck Palahniuk.
Palahniuk.
Yeah, that did...
Fight Club.
It's
directed by Clark Gregg.
Yeah. And he also helped write it.
You know, they're supposed to be coming out with, it's a Palahniuk book. It's,
Snuff,
yeah.
No shit?
Yeah, it's supposed to be,
Don't fucking tease me like that.
Tom Sizemore is supposed to be playing
the dad?
Yeah, the older guy.
Oh, that would be, I love.
You ever read the book?
Hell yeah, I read the, like, half a dozen times, yeah.
Snuff's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. But I like Choke. Really good. And it's got... what's his name? The fucking... I can't think of his name. The Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Actor. Oh, why can't I remember? Sam Rockwell. Jesus Christ, it's right there.
Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Choke is my next pick. Mr. Short.
Forrest Gump.
Yep, classic. Gen A.
Gen A.
You got the AIDS.
Cry every time at the end of that movie.
The fucking grave
scene.
Yeah. He's so smart, Jenny. He's not retarded like me. Yeah. Why'd you have to fuck the dirty hippies and get the AIDS, Jenny?
Yeah. Why'd you give it to me, bro?
No, he had his retard strength fought off the AIDS.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Wow. Just ran away from it.
Way to ruin that fucking movie.
We can do it for any movie up available.
Pick one.
Yeah. What's your next one?
Clerks.
Yep. Yeah. We can ruin that one, too.
We can.
My next one, Goon.
Yeah.
This is a Sean William Scott hockey movie with Liev Schreiber. He's also in it. Great movie. They're making a sequel, and everybody's back for the sequel. But, goddamn, I love this movie. And I believe it's Netflix as well. So, Goon is on.
Yeah, I think it's on.
Yeah. Next one.
Clerks 2.
Clerks 2. Arguably the greatest rooftop dancing scene.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
The boobies.
Oh my god.
Rosario Dawson's amazing.
I like when they go for the ride go-karts. On the go-karts.
Yeah. Oh, what's that song? Was it Smashing Pumpkins playing?
No. The go-kart scene is god damn it. I can hear the song.
Yeah. No, now the only song in my head is Goodbye Horses. So, yeah. All right, what's your next one?
I got a tie.
Okay.
The Usual Suspects.
Great.
/ Killing Zoe.
Oh, I don't know how many people have seen Killing Zoe. That is an older one, early 90s.
Yeah.
That's a really good flick.
Yeah, Killing Zoe is... watch Killing Zoe first, and then watch The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, I would agree with that. My next one, arguably the greatest Western ever made.
Hateful Eight.
Once Upon a Time in the West. So, yeah. I mean, I had to throw a Western on here somewhere, because not a lot of people watch Westerns
anymore.
No
Westerns on here.
Yeah. Not the remake. Jesus Christ, there's been a lot.
68.
It's right there. 68?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the Charles Bronson, Sergio Leone, Henry Fonda. Yeah.
Even though, really, you could pick any Sergio Leone movie.
Yeah, Fistful of Dollars.
$2 more.
Yeah.
The Good, Bad, and the Ugly is probably my favorite.
Yeah, that's up there.
I'd put it in this.
Charles Bronson at that time was fucking great.
That was a time, him, Steve McQueen, Lee Marvin... Those three could do nothing wrong, movie-wise. I mean, they were the ultimate badasses.
Yeah.
What's your next one there?
The Babadook.
The Babadook.
Babadook.
That's
it's
scary.
Yeah, it's certified 98% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And it's in the top 10 on the horror movies.
And it's an indie movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It scared me.
Yeah. And you watch horror movies.
I watch horror movies like every day.
Yeah. Babadook's really good.
I'm about to watch it.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Vince?
Das Boot. Not the fucking drinking glass. The movie about the submarine.
Not the beer fest, then?
No. You ever beer fest where they're on the submarine?
Yeah.
He tells them not to joke around. He goes, I had a bad experience in these once. I laughed so hard, and nobody else got that joke but me. I'm the only one laughing in the theater. Because he was the captain.
Yeah. He was a great callback. My next one, I had to get a Bruce Campbell flick on here. And you know it's Bubba Hotep.
I love Bubba Hotep.
With Ozzie Davis as JFK.
They replaced my head.
JFK wasn't black? Yeah. I love Bubba Hotep. All right, your next one.
Antichrist. If you haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. This is with the kid that died?
Yeah.
Okay, word of warning going into this movie.
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, Lars von Trier.
Yes. Yeah, it's fucking weird.
It's weird, and I don't know.
If you're
going to
watch
it,
you have to watch the whole thing and go into it with an open mind.
Yes, that's the easiest way to say it.
It's more of an artsy type flick, more of a thinker, but
It makes you
think. There's some scenes.
Yeah. Yeah. Next. Next.
I went old school. Rear Window.
Oh, yeah. The classic Hitchcock. Yep. I mean, you can't really say much about that.
No.
My next one was Falling Down, so we've already talked about the man just wanting his Coke. What's your next one? I guess number two.
Rubber.
On there. Yeah.
Did I turn you on to that movie?
No, I found it on Netflix.
Okay. He found it. Yeah.
That's a good movie.
It is.
Yeah, it really is.
Sentient tire.
Yeah.
With telekinetic powers.
Yeah. Have you seen
it? Can't get any better than that.
Have you seen his other movies?
No.
Wrong and Wrong Cops.
Wrong. That's another movie you have to watch the whole thing. You won't understand it.
No.
But you're like, there's parts of it, you're just sitting there like,
what the fuck did I just see?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like the rain inside the office.
Yep.
That movie's fucked up.
I like all his movies. Yeah. Says probably something bad about me. All right, your next one, Vince.
Casablanca.
Yeah, I mean.
You gotta watch that movie.
Yep, if you haven't seen it, watch it. My next one is The Scribbler. Katie Cassidy and Garrett Delahunt. This is a... Yeah, it's a weird, let's call it a superhero-ish movie. She has powers. Really good. You get to see Katie Cassidy from Arrow naked. That's actually not the selling point of it, but it's another one that makes you think at the end. So, but hey, I forgot Sasha Grey was in it. All right, what's your last one there?
We Bought a Zoo.
Damn it, you love that fucking movie.
You're such a fucking fag.
Have you seen it?
Matt Damon.
God damn it.
No.
It's fucking watch it.
No.
It's the one Matt Damon movie he doesn't need saved.
Yeah.
It's the antithesis of his career.
Well, he kind of does need saved.
They need money.
He gets saved by...
a panda.
Sandman.
Well, yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Not to spoil it, but yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
Christian. What's his name?
Bale.
No.
Damn it.
What's his name?
Patrick Bateman.
Damn it.
God damn it. He was in Wings, for God's sake. Not Scarlett Johansson.
No, it's not Scarlett Johansson. It's... I know it's Thomas Hayden Church.
God, yeah, damn. I was thinking Christian, and I knew it was something to do with religion.
Church. We got it.
Yeah, close good enough. Job.
Happy Sunday.
Don't Vince, church it up.
What's your last one there, Vince?
Citizen Kane.
Yes, yeah. A lot of people haven't seen it. Please watch it.
Take movie.
2 hours.
Orson motherfucking Welles.
It is...
Come on.
Arguably the greatest movie ever put on film.
Yes. To this day.
Yeah, nothing real. I mean, there's no, special effects. It's a fantastic story. It is shot perfectly.
It's... I don't know.
All the camera shots. I mean, from a filmmaker point of view... Everything is tight and perfect, and just can't argue against anything with it.
It's good,
but that fails in comparison to my number one,
Blade Runner.
Idiocracy.
Oh. Idiocracy is pretty good.
Oh, you mean now?
Now, yes. As
you know, I've only made it about 20 minutes into that movie.
Really?
Because none of it was funny. Because that's happening now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's not.
It's almost frightening.
Yeah, but this was Mike Judge. He wrote it, directed it. Luke Wilson, Maya Rudolph, Terry Crews as President Alejandro Alonso Mountain Dew Camacho, who I'm voting for this year. Yeah,
if I love Terry Crews is running. I would vote for him.
Yeah, I would too. But yep, that's my number one. So that was our movie recommendations. Like we said, if you haven't checked some out, write them down, check them out.
We could go on for years on movie recommendations.
I mean, Blade Runner wasn't even on my list. You know what I mean? Or MASH wasn't on it, you know? Yeah.
Clockwork Orange.
No, I had no Kubrick on my... None.
Yeah. Would I go 2001 or would I go...
The Abyss.
Dr. Strangelove. Mein Führer!
They're both good.
They're both... Great, yeah.
The Abyss.
The Abyss is great.
I mean, we could go on, and we could probably do 2 hours of just movie recommendations.
God damn it.
We won't. We'll give you a time to check out the ones we just said. And as we go into our internet questions this week, our first internet question was from an email. Somebody actually sent us an email.
An email.
Holy shit.
Yes. Sorry if you guys had already talked about this, but I was wondering what you guys know about the new X-Men series on FX. This is the Legion show.
Oh.
I saw an article this past week, and they cast some actor. I didn't know that it was a series. Yeah, it's good. Like I said, it's going to go to pilot, but since they've cast some pretty big names, it will probably go to series. It's set outside of your X-Men movie universe. This is its own thing, so you might get to see a Professor X if they do a flashback to his childhood. We don't know, but it is the son of Professor X, so... Actually, I'm kind of looking forward to it since it's on FX.
Yeah.
So, next question. I guess this one's geared towards me. Since you are a Bizarro fan, what did you think of the Supergirl episode with the Bizarro Supergirl? Really well done. I was pleasantly surprised since I am a stupid Bizarro fan. And it made me figure something out about the Supergirl show. Supergirl show does tie into your Flash Arrow universe. But not how you think. Especially since we said Flash is going to cross over. My theory is that this is not our, air quote, our Supergirl. This is Earth 2 Supergirl. Because that's how you get Black Jimmy Olsen and this, that, and the other. And Bizarro's not made by Lex Luthor. She's made by Maxwell Lord. So I think this is alternate Earth Supergirl. So I think that's how Flash gets there. He does a time travel jump thing, since next week on Flash they're going to Earth 2 anyway. So that's kind of what my theory is on that. But I did like the Bizarro episode. They do have her contained, air quote.
What's she look like? Roseanne Barr?
No. They got a girl that looks almost identical to the Supergirl, and they did some makeup and stuff to her. It looked good.
They hit her in the head with a bat.
They shoot her with something. She looks normal. She looks normal, and then they shoot her with something. Like, she gets irradiated somehow, and that's how you get the skin changes color, and it cracks, and all that stuff. So it looked really good.
Melissa McCarthy.
With a
they used that kid from the TV, or the movie Mask.
with a TV budget, they did really well.
Eric Stoltz.
Yeah.
A Supergirl.
That would be Earth 6, but I think it would work. as a Funko collector, did you see they're coming out with Suicide Squad Pops? Yes, I saw that. These are ones from the movie, so we're going to get a Margot Robbie and probably four or five different variants for the Joker.
Yeah.
And Deadshot still doesn't have his fucking helmet on.
I know. Probably put out a Joker Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get a Funko Ride Joker and a Lamborghini. I can see that. What moment of wrestling history do you wish you could have been live at? I guess that can go for all of us, because you guys used to watch.
Sergeant Slaughter setting Hogan on fire.
Oh, and he didn't set Hogan on fire, he set a flag on fire, didn't he?
No, like, he broke into the dressing room and shot a flamethrower at Hogan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did, like, right in the face.
It was on WrestleMania, like...
Two
or three.
I can't remember which one, but I vaguely remember that. I would probably want to be live for Hogan Andre.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Silver Dome. Just so you can say, you know, I was there at that.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant.
Or maybe the one with where Stone Cold beat Shawn Michaels and Mike Tyson was the ref. Probably Hogan Andre. Actually, probably just say WrestleMania 3 so I could be there.
Feel the aftershock of Andre.
I'm getting slammed.
Slammed.
Plus you would have got to see Macho Man versus Ricky the Dragon.
Or the one where he slammed Yokozuna.
Where Luger did on the shit on the battleship on the 4th of July thing.
Was it? I thought Hogan did.
No, it was Luger, because that was their next guy they were building up. But yeah.
Fuck, I don't remember.
And that failed miserably.
It's been a long time ago.
Rank the superheroes and alter egos that have had multiple TV movie portrayals for the following characters: Bruce Wayne, Batman, Selina Kyle, Catwoman, Spider-Man, and any from the Bond universe that you know.
What? Is this Roboto?
Yes. Who has done the best of... What's been the best...
These are too hard!
What's been the best Batman? What's been the best Catwoman from live action movie? Oh,
from the people who played him?
Yeah. I think your best Batman...
Keaton.
Yeah.
I'm going Keaton.
He was good.
Yeah. Bale, I didn't hate, but I just hated the voice.
Yeah.
Your best Catwoman.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I don't know.
I got her 1A, Julie Newmar 1B.
Julie Newmar.
That's the 66.
I don't
see her naked.
The one who played her in The Dark Knight, I can't remember her name.
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah. She was good.
She was a bad looker.
Excuse me?
I didn't order eggs. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You like to see homos naked.
Yes.
Your best Spider-Man? Toby.
The guy who played him in the 70s.
No.
The TV show.
Yeah.
Where he's walking like...
That was horrible. Who's the best James Bond? Connor.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Timothy Dalton?
No. The one between Connery and...
Lazenby?
Yeah, George Lazenby.
Yeah, it's got...
Best Bond ever.
Connery. Who else can you think of that... has had a movie and a TV. That's... Best Penguin?
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah. Actually, they've all been excellent for their own, but it's Burgess Meredith. Best Joker. Okay, who's the best Joker?
Cesar Romero is...
He's the classic.
But he's crazy, you know?
Yeah. If you're counting live action... Best Joker's got Heath Ledger?
For his version? That was he did a great job.
I mean, if you're going best Joker overall, it's got to be Hamill.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the voice,
you
got
to throw in voice, and your best Batman would obviously be Kevin Conroy.
Yeah.
But, man, that's...
Those questions are too hard.
Yeah, damn it.
Stop thinking so much, Roboto.
Also, using Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man universe, fan cast the first three Spider-Man movies. We will think about that.
We've done the Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think we have.
I don't know.
Your show has a chance to hit the road.
Oh, God.
What cities do you think would be places the show would crush, and what places do you think it would bomb? If you think it would bomb, would you still play there?
No.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely.
Goddamn right I would.
I'm scared.
Where would we crush?
Jersey, probably.
Jersey? I think we would do good in Jersey.
For some reason, Los Angeles.
Yeah, for some weird reason, we do well in Los Angeles.
Florida.
Yeah, I think we would. Well, yeah.
Southern or Northern Florida?
Both.
Middle. Middle Florida.
Where's the gay Florida at?
That'd be
south. But the
Atlantic side.
Okay, let's stay out of there.
Yeah. Where would we fail?
Detroit.
Yeah.
Let's see, Atlanta.
Atlanta, we would do
LA,
everywhere in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Oh no, I think we
Chicago.
Might be Chicago, we would fail because it would just be horrible. And
Jesus Christ,
we'd get shot.
New York City,
Cleveland, New York.
I think we would do good in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, there's so many yuppies in New York.
If we promote it right, we would have to book it right.
We'd have to go like outside New York City.
Yeah, we're like coming to you live from Newark.
Yeah.
I don't think we would do good in Seattle or anywhere in Oregon.
No.
Seattle's in Washington.
I know what I said.
Portland.
We would not do well in Portland.
No.
Would we still play there? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just to see how many we could offend.
I want to go to Seattle.
Why?
Why not?
Oh, just so you can...
See the band? See the fucking...
Just so you can go... Yeah, that's where Courtney shot him. Yeah.
Man, that's rough, dude.
I know, but it's...
Go to the greenhouse.
Go to the greenhouse, that's right.
You're a son of a bitch, you know that?
I heard you guys got 6 foot of fertilizer in here. So.
Hey, you know, Mudhoney still plays.
That's true.
And the Melvins.
Screaming Trees.
The Screaming Trees.
Next question.
You're a cocksucker.
Why does Kylo Ren look like one of those Zika kids in that family pic? If you have not seen this picture, it is hilarious. It is an old picture of... Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and a young Adam Driver who does look like one of those damn kids with the Zika and the shrunken heads, the
encephalitis.
Weird new virus from Brazil, the mosquitoes.
Yeah, that gives you encephalitis or whatever. Yeah, blows your head up.
Your head down, yeah.
Or microencephalitis or whatever.
Why does he look like that?
Look at his fucking ears.
Yeah, He was a goofy.
He's got a giant mouth and giant ears.
You could tell he was going to turn out to be evil.
He kind of look. I mean, yeah, he kind of does look like that.
Yeah, so
it's weird.
Why does he look like that? Probably because Harrison Ford was not his real dad. Even storyline, I'm pretty sure his dad was a Jawa or something.
He's a weird looking fucker.
Yeah, he is.
Get that off there.
All right, I can do that.
Thank you.
I'll go back to Ghostbusters.
No!
Yeah.
All right, last question for this week. Do awards show matter anymore? And if you were to have your own, what is its main award?
Awards shows do not matter.
No. And especially since they had the NAACP Image Awards were last night or the night before, and Anthony Anderson had to make it a point to basically call it out Stacey Dash, saying that she was Ann Coulter dipped in butterscotch. So apparently she's not even a real black woman. And it was a good thing Will Smith and Jada were in the audience because they had started all this stuff. And just, it was really bad. And it was all black. And I put it on Twitter. I was like, okay, how's this not racist if the Oscars are?
Yeah.
So, you know. But basically calling somebody out saying you're not black because you're not
black.
With us.
You're not black enough.
No, you're not blackish, apparently, since that's his show. But
isn't that funny?
Yeah, turn on their own, man.
They, you're not enough of a nigga for the NAACP.
They let those people pick who to win the awards, and then they bitch.
Yeah,
who they pick?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't pick this guy because he's black. No, right. No, we picked him because he made a shitty movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Uncle Tom, nigga.
So do award shows matter?
No.
Not really. Not anymore. I mean, back in the day, probably 25 years ago. Yeah.
When the Grammys were televised on TV, yeah. When we watched.
They're still televised. They're just garbage.
Well, yeah.
But
that's so funny. He bitched about her not being black enough.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think the time the award shows quit meaning something is when the first heavy metal Grammy was awarded to Jethro Tull and not Metallica.
Yep.
And then it went, okay.
What?
You can't argue this.
No, I'm not. Metallica. I mean, it's just the black people. Fucking black people.
If we had our own award, if we had our own award show, what would our main award be?
Can you survive hemlock poisoning? Drink this.
I think he means category. What would our category be? Most offensive celebrity of the year. Something like that, or
it's depressing. Oh, it's depressing. Least let's talk about it.
Least amount of complaints.
Yeah.
That pisses me off. Who bitching about that?
Yeah.
What did she say?
I don't even think she responded, which is probably the smartest thing to do. But yeah. So
you don't act black enough.
You disagree with us, so you're not black enough.
Isn't that funny? Can we tell Macklemore to quit acting like a fucking nigger?
Probably.
Can we do that?
Or Eminem?
Yeah, or Eminem.
Yeah, but
would that be the same thing?
Technically, you could just say that Eminem was basically Dr. Dre dipped in marshmallow fluff. Yeah, I mean, basically the same thing.
Wow.
Is what he said. So yeah, horribly racist, but
sure,
black in a room full of blacks, got away with it.
And people are, you know, pussies and don't call him out.
Oh, that absolutely true.
Except for us.
Yep.
That's why we wouldn't kill in Detroit, Atlanta.
Any large metropolitan. Baltimore.
Baltimore.
We would not get out alive in Baltimore.
I'm not going to those cities. You two can go.
I'm not going.
This motherfucker wants to take us.
Live from Skype.
I'll be driving, so no, we're not going.
That's true.
Everybody in the Aztec.
I don't have it anymore.
It's at the shop getting armor plated right now.
We'll do the show live from the Aztec.
Yeah, there we go.
With armor plating.
We're driving down Main Street in Baltimore. Ding, zing, shit, we're getting shot at. Sorry, you son of a...
Grenade!
There's fucking tank tread on the bottom of it.
Can't did you out these tires.
Did you see that supposed tank?
Oh, the Al-Qaeda tank?
Where they had like regular tires underneath of it?
Yeah.
They just sat the thing on top of the car.
Yeah.
It's like a parade float.
Lugatar
like
tank.
Like Rose Parade in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Durka Durka Blue Ribbon, Durka Durka.
Durka Durka Mama Jad.
Alright, so that's it for this week's show. Thank you all for listening. Our email, if you would like to send a question or have a suggestion, is inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com.
Or hate.
Or hate mail. That's, yeah. We are on Facebook. Search for Official Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. We have our own page and our Facebook group. We are on Twitter, at Inconclusive Pod, at Cyborg Sumo.
At Beetle Bliss.
And final thoughts, gentlemen.
We're not going to take the show on the road.
I think we have found something that scares Vince.
It's frightening.
Death?
Yes.
Where's your sense of adventure, man?
But you can't win.
No.
Even with logic.
Even with logic.
But we can't afford the security.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we would have. Yeah, security insurance would, yeah, it'd be bad. But all right, so I think that's it. Next week will be our Valentine's Day episode, me and Vince. Hey, baby.
Can we light candles and it'd be dark in here?
There's usually a candle in
there. There usually is a candle in
there. No, we gotta black everything out and have like mood music in the back. Fucking A.
Song of the week will probably be 70s cheesy porno music. Just
fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or ABBA. They could be either one.
Dancing Queen.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. But yeah, Mr. Short will not be here next week. The Phantom is the Phantom, so.
So just me and Tubby.
Yeah.
All alone. I'm a titty fuck you like there's no tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. Normally we're not meant for kids, but next week's really won't be meant for kids.
Just turn the show on and. What the fuck is going on?
It's supposed to start with silence.
The whole show.
So, quit. Move over.
Yeah.
Dude, bust on my milk. Shit. Bust on my lip like a milk ad.
God damn it. You got it in my beard.
So, set back for next week. All right. Thank everybody for listening. We'll talk to everybody next week.